So last time you were here visiting with me, we started talking about the bad boy and, you know, guys who still live in their high school happy days or whatever that time's called, you know, and how suddenly, you know, you weren't attracted to the bad boy anymore, how you were starting to realize that other things are important to you. And so I wanted to talk more, first of all, like going back to what you do find attractive about someone who is a typical bad boy. Because I always say to my users, like, I don't know who started spreading this rumor that women don't like nice guys. Like, it's not like we sit around and we're like, oh, I can't wait for someone who's unreliable and lazy and horrible and treats us like shit and, you know. But, like, for some reason, So many women that I know and that you know and you've experienced and I've experienced will allow those behaviors from a guy that they're with. And guys on the outside looking in who want to be good guys to women who, you know, like us, who have liked bad boys, are like, what are you doing? Why are you sticking with this guy? I will be that great guy for you. And so I want to understand the mentality a little bit more as to why you stay with a bad boy and why you're attracted to him.
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I think, first off, I think that most women would agree that they are attracted to power, which is understandable because, you know, you sort of associate power with someone who can take control and take care of you.
Okay.
However, so I think a lot of times those quote-unquote bad boys sort of portray this image of power because, you know, they seem to, essentially it's because they are selfish and self-involved, which is not a good thing, but I think initially it comes off as, you know, I'm a take charge kind of guy, which is a very attractive quality.
Right.
So I think a lot of times these guys that are probably not so great, if you want to call them bad boys, that's fine, but I think they can come across as very confident, very take charge, and that kind of equates to, I think it sort of subconsciously equates to that they'll be able to take care of you,
mm-hmm.
because they sort of make all of these decisions because they don't really care about what you want, but you don't see that at first.
Yeah, of course.
So I think at first it sort of comes off as, you know, this guy has power, he knows what he wants, he takes charge of the situation, which is very appealing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when you get down the road with these guys, you start to realize, oh, you don't care about what I want to do. Like, it's not a two-way street, it's your way all the time. And that's probably a huge quality of a bad boy, which is obviously not something that you want in a relationship. So I would say that, you know, it's great to have a strong opinion about things. It's great to sort of take charge of a situation and lead the direction of the evening, but it's also not good to only be thinking about yourself and your own needs and what you want to do.
Definitely. So then what happens once you are dating this guy and he reveals to you, he's like, oh yeah, I'm actually a dick. Like, why
well,
doesn't it switch
to-
up?
Because I think by then they already have an emotional hook in you, and you've already started to rely on them, and you're just sort of hooked to them emotionally, and you feel like you can't really make a decision without them. You're not having fun if you're not doing what they want to be doing, because with those kinds of guys, if for some like miraculous reason you're able to do what you want to do and get them to go along with it, it's just never enjoyable because you know that they're not having a good time, so you just continue this cycle of, okay, we'll just do what he wants to do, and it sort of becomes a vicious cycle, and they're always in control and they always have the power and you're not having fun, but you don't really have any other option. And by then you're already emotionally invested.
So then there are obviously great things about that guy as well. Like, his world must be enjoyable to be in. You must, like, have some sort of chemistry, because it sounds kind of depressing the way that you're describing it. You're just like, okay, I'm hooked
it
on
does.
Him.
It does. Because I feel like, I mean, at least in situations that I've had in the past, those kinds of guys have a way of presenting their world as very appealing, which oftentimes they are. And, you know, they want to go to the best restaurants and they want to order for you and they want to, you know, show you the best things that they've ever had. And as as somebody who's interested in this guy, you're obviously going to be interested in what they're interested in. And that behavior of theirs sort of comes across as, oh, wow, he really cares about me because he knows what he wants to order for me and, like, these kinds of things, which is, it's essentially very controlling, manipulative behavior, but at the beginning, at least, you sort of see it as, oh, you care about what I'm getting, and you like this, so you want me to like it, too. And it's so it, at the beginning, it is great. It's, you know, wow, you're a gentleman, you're sort of old-fashioned, you know, you do this and you do that, but it's not really as good as it seems, so because then, down the line, you realize, oh, it's always your way, oh, I never really get to put in my 2 cents, and you start to just sort of feel stifled by the whole situation, which is not fun at all.
So then what happens when you do realize this? Do you try and change the behavior? Like, as a woman, do you try and change the behavior, or what happens?
In my experiences, whenever you try to change the behavior, it sort of blows up in your face. Right. And so, you know, if you do try, there are usually bad results. He gets angry. He doesn't want to. He pouts, whatever. And so if you're still in a relationship with this person and you love them and you care about them, which you probably do at this point, you just sort of say, you know, this isn't worth the battle, and then you continue to go down that road, and it just continues to become less and less appealing.
Okay.
I think it also has a huge, I think that the appeal of bad boys also really stems in the insecurity of a woman. And I think that it's usually women with insecurities that tend to go for these types.
Okay.
I think that there's a certain subconscious place in the brain where you sort of, because something, these types of guys are never fully available to you. You're always chasing them. Even if you're in a relationship with them, even if you're living with them, they're never giving themselves to you fully. They are somewhat distant always. And so I think that you start to be attracted to these people if you're an insecure woman, because you sort of feel like the thrill is in the chase. And if there's a guy who wants to give everything to you, and, you know, in a true give and take, loving relationship, 50-50, you start to feel like those kinds of guys have a problem if they like you that much.
Okay.
And at least in my experiences, the bad boys are more appealing to insecure women because they're never really available, so you can always just sort of be like, it's a challenge and you want to get them. But if there's somebody who's just a sweet, perfect guy who's always available, you sort of think there might be a problem with them if they like you that much or if they're that attentive.
So then what happens when the insecure girl becomes smart? Is she suddenly interested in these 50-50 guys, or is that still a challenge?
It is an interesting process because, at least for me, I know that in my experiences, I reached a point where I realized that, you know, I was better than that sort of controlling situation and that chasing situation, and I sort of got back on my feet and, you know, wiped the cobwebs out of my eyes and just sort of realized that I had been sort of living this weird alternate universe that wasn't me for the last 2 years. And so I think, I mean, and I talked to people, I talked to friends, I talked to a support group, and I realized that that's not how a healthy relationship functions, and that there can be extremely interesting guys who are powerful, who can take charge, who are confident, who are extremely appealing, extremely sexy, who also give a lot in the relationship, you know, really care about their significant other, because that's the stuff that really matters. And it's not enough to just sort of be in this whirlwind relationship with these quote-unquote bad boys just because, this, you know, because of the thrill of it all. At the end of the day, what really matters is somebody who has your back, somebody who's there for you, somebody who listens to your concerns and actually expresses interest in what you're doing.
Yeah.
All of those things are the real backbone of a relationship, and I think that a lot of women inevitably reach that realization at some point. But I think at first, especially when you're younger, you do like, you know, the distant sort of thrill is in the chase. You know, I like you sort of, you know, telling me what to do. Like, you like that. But I think that when you grow up, you realize there's a lot more to relationships, and the really good guys are the ones that are there for you.
Wow, that was amazing and very well put. considering I'm putting you on the spot right now. That was really well put.
Thanks.
Can you go deeper into the word powerful? Because I don't want guys that are listening to think that by powerful you mean must be a top CEO who makes $1 million a year plus, plus, well, plus.
Yeah, that's definitely not what I mean. By powerful, I mean, I think that women are attracted to, okay, so I have an ex who I'm talking about. He's not a CEO by any means. He doesn't have a lot of money by any means. What I always said about him was that I felt like he always had himself together. He was always composed. I never saw him sloppy drunk. I never saw him acting in an embarrassing way. He always just seemed to sort of have control of his environment. He had charisma. All of those things, that's what I mean by powerful. Like, he wasn't some sort of needy, you know, kind of guy that was insecure. He had confidence. I mean, that's what I mean by power. It has nothing to do with what he had or his status in life or anything like that.
Okay. So it's just being together and emotionally able to control yourself and having a strong backbone, basically.
Exactly. And I think that, I mean, and that's what I just wish that all guys could know, because there's been so many times that I've seen guys who have so much going for them, but they just, for whatever reason, lack a certain confidence, they lack a certain direction, and they just lose themselves in their insecurity. And it's just such a shame, because there's guys that are not as good, not as kind, who are doing a lot better in dating because they are just, they can keep themselves together and they have some sort of confidence that exudes out of them.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. All right, well, I think that was perfect. I think that's the information that I was looking for. So that was very clear, and you speak very well. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. I feel good about it.
Good. All right. Well, that really helps. So thanks.